It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball. Time to check in with Dutch head coach Derek Schulte. This interview powered by Hy-Vee after a rocky start to the 2025 calendar year for the Dutch. Knoxville beats Pella 64-41. Coach, thanks for coming up and chatting with us. Obviously not the way we wanted things to go tonight. I think that's maybe the most obvious statement of the new year, but what went wrong? What happened tonight, Coach?
You know, I think rocky might be a generous way to describe tonight. I think we just want, we're a program that doesn't have excuses. We weren't good enough tonight in any phase. And give Knoxville a ton of credit. I thought they came out with a hunger, an intensity defensively that threw us off a little bit, and we just struggled with that consistency. We went into break with a focus area of trying to improve our assist to turnover ratio. Obviously that didn't transfer tonight, and our guys are working hard at it, but we know that the ultimate measure is what's transferred into a Tuesday or Friday night game. And so I'm confident that area is going to improve, but that didn't show up tonight, and that was something that gave them a ton of momentum when they're turning turnovers into points. And I think in the first half we had 14 shot attempts and 15 turnovers, right? And that's just not the recipe for Pella basketball or any successful team.
Well, I know going into this season, you know, you've scheduled up this year and you wanted to test this team. You may have gotten the best performance out of an opposition early on in the season. I mean, Knoxville came out hungry tonight. What can your guys learn from that, do you think?
You know, one is that we have to get used to being the hunted. It's still a new group that hasn't been in this moment game after game, and you could sense that hunger from Knoxville tonight. And then, two, just their defensive pressure. You know, I think when teams are aggressive, you have an opportunity to attack that pressure, or at times you end up being just a little tentative. And I thought tonight we played tentative on the offensive end, and then obviously give them credit from the three-point line. They got a guard that really got it going tonight. Norris really hit some really tough shots, and that combination, it just snowballed. And it became a really tough night where it's tough to point out too many positives. On a night like tonight, I think, as we talked afterwards, of it didn't represent this team and how we're going to play moving forward. And the best news is we get an opportunity tomorrow to compete.
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, it's against one of the best teams in the state, so we better be ready to make that shift. And what I've learned about this group and truly believe is that it's a group of competitors, and while tonight didn't showcase that, I'm confident in the mindset and response that will come with tomorrow.
And so is this one where it was part of the message to the team, hey, let's just flush it and show back up tomorrow? Or is there like, hey, we really need to learn from this? I mean, sometimes as you've been around basketball long enough to know, a guy gets hot, team gets hot, things get going, maybe they don't do this 9 times out of 10 against you. But what's that balance between learning from it and just, hey, forget about it?
It is a balance because we don't have a lot of time because we need to shift to Western Christian. But we also can't just completely flush this one. There's a ton of learning opportunities from it. And most importantly, of just our competitiveness. And playing with some force offensively when a team's aggressive of, hey, how you attack downhill, how you value the basketball there, and how we can get a better flow and rhythm offensively even when things aren't going right. Right, you're on the road, you've struggled early, you're down big, the other crowd's into it, how can you respond to that? And so that's something that we got to be able to move forward and next time respond in a different way.
You mentioned earlier about being the hunted. One thing I mentioned on the broadcast tonight, it felt like Knoxville just wanted this thing more than your team. Can you instill a little bit of that hunger in your team? Is that something they need to figure out? Or am I off base on that?
I would just say this. Elite teams are chasing something, right? And chasing excellence and chasing to where we want to get to. And that means every night you get an opportunity to play, you got to come with that mindset. And so I thought tonight Knoxville was excellent in that way.
We're talking with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team. Let's quickly then look ahead to Saturday afternoon. It's a 2:00 start We'll have 1:30 pregame coverage on Pella Dutch Live, Western Christian. I mean, you can't tell the story of Iowa high school basketball without talking about the Wolfpack, and they're as good as they've been. What are their strengths this year, and how do we bounce back tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, they're excellent. Obviously, they rolled through the state championship last year, won the 2A title in convincing fashion, return their top player and others that go along with them. They're a typical Western team that provides some long, lanky athletes that are out there that can play the game of basketball at a high level. And so they've got a couple losses, but they were to out-of-state teams at the highest level in Nebraska. It's a very experienced team. It's just the type of team we need to see and compete against them and continue to have that measuring stick of, hey, where we're at. The great thing about high school basketball is this, is it's not where you're at January 3rd. Right, it's where we're at the end of the season. But to say that we're not extremely disappointed about tonight and the way that went, that'd be a lie. And so that hunger that you talked about, every one of our guys should be hungry and excited to get back in the gym tomorrow to get this taste out of our mouths.
And what needs to happen to be successful tomorrow afternoon?
You know, I think it actually starts on the defensive end. We've got to get that ability to, one, contain penetration, two, force them into tough contested jumpers. Got to be able to battle on the glass against a team that is a good rebounding team, so winning that rebounding battle. And then offensively, as simple as valuing the basketball. I'm a believer of this team. If we play aggressive, we play together, and we take care of the basketball on most nights, we're going to be able to do some damage on that end. But you got to put those pieces together to make that happen. Look forward to that opportunity.
All right, look forward to seeing you tomorrow afternoon. Thanks so much, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella High boys basketball team. Our interview powered by Hy-Vee. Final score here on Friday night, Knoxville 64, Pella 41.